From the studios of KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas, this is Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. Our email address, anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me your questions and answers. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's Friday, the 27th of May, and we're heading into Memorial Day weekend and taking your questions and answers live today. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. A couple of lines open there. Starting off with a fresh stack of emails in the inbox. Duffy writes, I had this sagebrush plant growing all over my ranch and was wondering if it can be utilized for anything like remedies or to cook with. Anybody know what you can use sagebrush for? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Paul in Lakewood wrote to us at anything@kera.org and says, I'm trying to find out if there's ever been a Piggly Wiggly located where Arboretum Village now stands at the intersection of Gaston Avenue and Garland Road. He says, I can only remember a Winn-Dixie at this location, and I know there used to be a Piggly Wiggly in the Lakewood Shopping Center and what is now the Lakewood Smokehouse location. But does anybody know if there's ever been one at the intersection of Gaston Avenue and Garland Road in East Allis? 800-933-5372. Liz emailed us and wonders if anybody knows of a pool that is either public or can be rented out somewhere north of 635 that has a high dive. A pool, a public pool with a high dive, or a pool that can be rented out somewhere north of 635 that has a high dive. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's start phones today with Bill in Dallas. Hello, Bill.
Yes, good morning, and I have a question.
Okay.
As I drive north on Central Expressway from Plano into Allen, and I take the Stacy Road exit in Allen, if I go east, immediately in the median, there's about five or six white-looking obelisk structures, and each obelisk has a different date in the future. Can anyone tell me what the significance of those five or six obelisks are and the dates on them?
You know, I think we've had this question before, and I can't remember what the – I know we got an answer, so somebody knows the answer. There is an answer, Bill, and you're the first one out the gate today, so hopefully we'll get we'll answer this question for you today.
Hey, thanks, and peace, brother.
Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We have had this question before, and I think I remember it having something to do with so the obelisks are artwork, so they're an art installation, and there's something about the dates, but I can't remember the significance. And anyway, that's why we do the show, right? 800-933-5372. Last week we had the discussion about whether kids should be able to play in the creek and what to watch out for, and poison ivy was listed. These are creeks in Lake Highlands, I think, and snakes were mentioned, which is a good point. Actually, I think I saw a water moccasin myself on a trail last weekend after doing the show. So there are snakes out there. And our original questioner, Gabby, wants to know if anybody has any tips for spotting and avoiding snakes in and around creeks. They want to get away from you just as much as you want to get away from them. But sometimes when it's cooler this time of year, they'll sort of lay out in the open to get some heat from the sun. So you kind of have to have a sharp eye. But we'll see if we get snake spotting tips today on the show for Gabby. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter today. Let's go next on the phone to Will, calling from Fort Worth. Hello, Will.
Hello. I was calling with the answer about the public pool north of 635.
Mm-hmm.
I live in Fort Worth now, but I used to live in Carrollton, and the Carrollton public pool that is across from the high school on Olden Drive or Denton Road, it does have a high dive and a medium dive.
Very good. Will, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
We got an email on this also from Nancy, who suggests the Carrollton Rosemead Water Park for a public pool or a pool with a high dive. I'm curious now about the – I'm actually curious. Sometimes there's always another question there, and I'm curious about the the renting out of a pool with a high dive or a public pool with a high dive. But maybe our listener with the original question will share with us what the plans are for the high dive use. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Susan emailed wondering if there are any produce stands, farmers markets, etc. in DFW that have dewberries or Texas-grown strawberries and blackberries, preferably pesticide-free. Susan says. She says, I haven't found any in the Arlington or Grand Prairie area. Anybody know if there are any produce stands, farmers markets, etc. around North Texas that have dewberries or Texas-grown strawberries and blackberries that are pesticide-free? Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Up next, let's talk to Nelson calling from McKinney. Hello, Nelson.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well.
It's good to hear your voice again.
Oh, thanks.
I've got an idea. I'd like to hear what you and others think. When it comes to addressing the long lines at airport security, what do you think of changing the way baggage fees are structured? In other words, if they charged us to carry on bags and not charge us to check bags, then people would carry on fewer and check more, and fewer carry-on bags would mean you go through your security check faster.
Well, yeah. It seems like that would be the case. But wasn't there a story this past week too about how checked baggage is backing up as well in the screening process, and that's been a problem as well.
I hadn't heard that. That's a good point. But
someone will fact check me on that. But I think I remember hearing that even checked baggage was backing up around the country.
That could well be.
But we'll see. We'll see if we'll see what the audience has to say about it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. It's not a necessarily an answerable question, but it is a holiday weekend, so we'll entertain a few of those, perhaps. Angela asked, where can you buy fruit daifuku mochi in the DFW area? Anybody know where to find fruit daifuku mochi in the DFW area? We also, lots of folks looking for stuff this weekend. Let's see, this is from Lauren, who asks if anyone knows of a French grocery store in Dallas that sells duck leg confit in a can. There's a brand called Rougie that's commonly used in France and available online. Lauren says, I just heard of this last Sunday on Rick Steves' travel show on KERA. Anybody know where to find duck leg confit in a can? All right. Well, or of a French grocery store in Dallas. Yeah, Lauren, you've asked. We'll see if we get an answer. 800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go next on the phone and talk to Charles in Garland. Hello, Charles.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
I've got an answer for the question about the pool with the high diving board.
Okay.
Lowe's Fieldhouse, which is owned by Dallas ISD, and it's out in the Farber's Branch area, has not only a high board but a 10-meter platform for diving. I'm not sure what their rules are about public use, but you can call DISD and get that information.
Lowe's Fieldhouse.
Yeah, L-O-O-S.
Very good. Charles, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
All right. Up next, 800-933-5372 is Carol in Allen. Hello, Carol.
Hello. How are you today?
Doing well.
So there was a question about the monoliths that are on the in the median. And so in Allen and Stacy Road. And so I think that you could probably call the village at Fairview and ask them about that, or you could contact the city of Allen and ask them about public art.
Very good. All right, Carol, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Right. Bye.
800-933-5372. Email anything at KERA.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. That's what Deborah did, who says you can get fruit daifuku at H Mart at the location either in Carrollton or Plano. So it's the Asian Mega Mart, H Mart, and they've got all kinds of great stuff there. Got an email on this also from Julie, who says mochi is available at Costco. So there's a couple of leads on that. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and let's talk next to Ron calling from Dallas. Hello, Ron. Oh, Ron, call us back. He disappeared. How about Nathan in Dallas? Hey, Nathan.
Hi. I have a question regarding baking flour.
Okay.
I bake bread, and I see there is a lot of difference between prices. And I am talking just about the regular all-purpose flour.
Okay.
And I see some of them, they start from $1.99 up to $5.99. Somebody told me the difference in price is because of the way they are harvesting it. And I am wondering if that is true. And, you know, I understand that some of them, they are more expensive because they are organic.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, there shouldn't be that much of difference from $1.99 to $5.99.
So why the price disparity on just regular, conventionally grown baking flour?
Right.
Okay.
The variation in the price, why it is so much?
We will see what the audience has to say, Nathan. Stay tuned.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Katie tweeted and says, Sir La Table might have the duck confit in a can. So there is a potential lead on that. It's worth a phone call, maybe. Let's go back to the phones at 800-933-5372, and let's talk to Jack in Allen. Hello, Jack. Jack, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
I have the answer to the, and I was wondering about the artwork in the median of Stacy Road.
Yeah.
According to the builder, there is no right or wrong answer for what the dates mean. Everyone will come up with a different solution. So you could think what they mean.
So it's open to interpretation. In the truest sense of art, sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the dates mean, Jack?
I'll have to think about that.
All right. Well, think about it and call us back. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Line open 800-933-5372. Email always open. Anything at kera.org. Of course, you can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. I got a couple of emails here. Michelle in Arlington is wondering, when is the best time to fertilize after planting new shrubs in early March? And looks like Michelle planted some wax leaf ligustrums in March, early March, and is wondering when's the best time to fertilize. If you have an answer for Michelle, give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes with more of your questions and your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can email your questions and answers to us at anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next at 800-933-5372 to Todd in Coppell. Hello, Todd.
Hi, how are you, Jeff?
Doing well.
Got a quick question. We just moved an upright piano out of storage and had a little bit of damage to it on the bottom, and the cast, the wheels came out.
Mm-hmm.
And we also need it tuned. So I'm looking for a piano repair shop that'll A, come and get it, B, repair it, and then deliver.
And you're in Coppell.
I live in Irving, working in Coppell.
Okay,
yes.
All right. So in the Irving kind of Coppell area,
Irving,
would
Dallas
be yeah.
area.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Todd, we'll see what we get for you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Maggie in Dallas. Hello, Maggie.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Hey, listen, I am calling because I need help finding some counselors. I am a founder and president of a nonprofit organization based in Dallas. It's called SponsorTheLost.org. And what we're doing is organizing a training program to sponsor homeless individuals with a mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And so I need help planning and developing a mentor program for training the individuals so that they're mentally prepared to deal with the things that the homeless individuals are going to bring with them, emotional distress, how to deal with conflict. So those things that, you know, you and I who don't have a counseling degree or in that profession, I can't write that. So
right.
We're in search of anybody who's willing to help us.
So last week we had a question about volunteer opportunities, and I got a tweet from Brent Christopher, who's with the Communities Foundation of Texas, who was mentioned a couple of organizations, and then had a longer conversation with him actually earlier this week about there's a new it's kind of difficult to explain, but there's this organization called Catch a Fire, and they
okay.
what they're going to do is they're building a technologically based platform for pro bono professionals. For professionals to offer pro bono services.
Got it.
And there's an organization here in North Texas called Executives in Action that is going to be working with Catch a Fire. And this just the question you asked, I immediately thought of them, Executives in Action, as a possible place to at least start the hunt that you're on. We also have your information, I think we've taken down. So in case we get any specific offers to help or ideas that aren't general for the show, we can send those along your way.
That's great. And I would ask people to go and check out our website and see what we're doing and offer any kind of suggestions. We're open to anything to help these individuals start rebuilding their lives.
Great.
Can I go? It's SponsorTheLost.org.
Okay.
And we hope to hear from some people.
Thanks, Maggie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Carol in Carrollton says, our retirement plan is to buy a 38-foot liveaboard boat in the Keys. So we're looking for training on operation of a boat that size. My boyfriend has plenty of experience with his 27-foot boat of 25 years in Lake Louisville, but this larger size is a different beast. Can anyone share info on how to find hands-on training? So Carol's looking for hands-on training for a 38-foot boat. Let's see. Sarah emailed and said, I've heard somebody ask for dewberries, blackberries, strawberries, and maybe other fruits from the farmer's market, and the answer is yes. The Lakeside Market is every Saturday at the Lakeside Baptist Church on Garland Road from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's in East Dallas. And the Vickery Meadow Market is every Sunday at Half Price Books on Northwest Highway near 75 right there, the Half Price Books main location. So Sarah says every Saturday and every Sunday, and both markets have lots of other things besides, she says, so come on out. So they have those at the Lakeside Farmers Market and the Vickery Meadow Market. So, Sarah, thanks so much. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Moses in Arlington. Hello, Moses.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing well.
I was just calling. I'm trying to see if there's anybody. I'm calling out of options, but I actually live in the Burleson area.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to call somebody that anybody that's probably giving away a trampoline that maybe they're not using. You know, just kind of sitting in the yard. Looking at picking one up. I actually have a trampoline, except I'm missing some springs on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-foot trampoline. If maybe someone's got springs for a 10-foot trampoline, that'd even work. But, yeah, I'm looking for a trampoline maybe.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we get some leads for you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's go next on the phone and talk to Marsha in Plano. Hello, Marsha.
Hi, Jeff. I'm calling because I thought I heard someone asking about the Japanese confection Moki.
Yeah.
This week I saw it available at the Target at Stonebriar in Frisco. And that was on Wednesday. Also, you can sometimes find it at Trader Joe's. And if you can wait long enough, you can have it shipped to you from Hawaii. You order it online, and they give it to you in 24 hours.
Very good. Marsha, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Huh?
We also got an email from Paul on this who says Trader Joe's has it as well. Let's see. On the avoiding snakes question, Harold and McKinney suggest that you stay away from high grass, weeds, or brush piles. On cooler days, Harold says, watch for them on rocks or sunny areas. On hot days, watch out in shaded areas. He says, water moccasins are well camouflaged, so watch the ground carefully as you walk. And, you know, you can see them on the trail if they're on the trail. This isn't Harold speaking. This is my own editorial comment. But once you see them, every tree branch or root makes you pause for a second. So good advice, though, Harold. And I guess, you know, the opposite is if you're really into snakes and you're looking for them, these are some places to look for them. On cooler days, watch and look in sunny areas. I think that the grass, weeds, and brush piles, though, I would probably avoid. Because we do have water moccasins or cottonmouths. I guess those are the same thing. And the copperheads as well around here, which are also very well camouflaged. They have literally like a brown camouflage pattern to them. And they're hard to spot, especially in dappled sunlight. So yeah, have fun, be careful out there and watch for snakes. And remember, they're, you know, the snakes are fulfilling an important function in the ecosystem. Oh, and I should mention that, when I was reading Sarah's email about the farmers markets, Sarah mentioned that they are chemical free at those farmers markets. So that's good to know too. 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Leslie in Garland. Hello, Leslie.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
Okay. I try to listen to your show, Jeff, every Friday. I love
thanks.
It so much.
Thank
so
you.
I don't know if this question has come up, if I've missed it, but I was stationed in Sicily in the Navy, and there was a pastry I was introduced to out there called baba. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it was Italian, but I was told later that it's a French pastry, and I don't know where I can find it. It's called baba, the way I understand it.
Okay.
It's like a cake, a little cake that's, I think it's doused in rum. But they're really great.
It sounds like a Navy specialty then.
Perhaps, yeah,
or a favorite, maybe. Well, I've
been looking for it ever since. I don't know where to get it.
We'll see. So if anybody knows, they're listening to the show. So we'll,
yeah.
I have a feeling we'll get an answer for you.
Okay, great.
All right,
thanks,
Leslie.
Okay.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org, or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. Daria emailed and says, the Central Market at Lover's Lane carries duck confit in a vacuum pack and may also have the canned Ruji brand. So there is a suggestion on that. Let's see. We have food does seem to be a theme today. And Mark wants to know if, and this is also a challenge for me today because all these French, Japanese, et cetera, pronunciations. Mark says, I'd like to know if anybody knows of a Chinese restaurant that serves Xiaobing Niu Tiao. He says, to my knowledge, it's breakfast dish mainly served in Taiwan. Roughly, it's a fried cruller wrapped in a baked pocket of dough. He says, I visited all the Asian markets and restaurants in Richardson, Arlington, and Haltom City to no avail. He says, it's been 3 years since I was in Taiwan, and I'm dying for this delectable breakfast. Xiaobing No Tiao. Anybody know where to find that? And Mark says, thanks, and everybody have a great holiday weekend. But I bet he'd be happier if we could help him find this. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington. Let's talk next to Lauren in Fort Worth. Hey, Lauren.
Hi. I am a new resident to DFW, me and my family. And some of my family actually just moved out, and they're a little more in the country, and they're struggling with scorpions. We've never dealt with scorpions before. And I'm wondering what you do. We have little kids around, and just kind of wondering how you handle it, wanting to learn how to be a native Texan.
Okay. Well, we did a show on how to be a Texan on the Think Show yesterday, but I don't know that we handled scorpion questions. So
yeah.
we'll see if we get an answer for you.
Thanks
for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email, always open, anything at kera.org. Up next is Lewis in Farmers Branch. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, good morning, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
Yes, I do have an answer for the gentleman from Irving who was asking about a piano.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a piano business, and we actually move, tune, teach, and fix pianos.
Okay.
And the only web presence we have, since we are also builders, you can find us at www.pridehome.us.
Pridehome, P-R-I-D-E-H-O-M-E?
And that was like Peter, Pridehome.
Okay.
.us.
Great.
And we're here in Farmers Branch, and we serve the whole area.
All right.
And so this is a one-stop shop. We tune, teach, move, fix pianos. We also do a lot of teaching Spanish and French.
All right. Hey, Lewis. Thanks so much for the lead. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Sylvia emailed and says, I like to make my own jerk chicken sauce. Everybody's cooking this weekend, or eating, apparently. Or pianoing, apparently. Or scorpioning, perhaps. Let's see. Sylvia says, I like to make my own jerk chicken sauce, and a key ingredient is fresh Scotch bonnet peppers, which I've not been able to find in supermarkets in this area. Does anybody know where I can find fresh Scotch bonnet peppers? Let's see. We're getting a whole bunch of food questions. Atik is wondering where to find culantro in the DFW area. Not cilantro, culantro, Atik says. It's very similar to cilantro, but it is a bit spicier in taste. It looks very different from cilantro. He says, I had it last when I was in Bangladesh. Anybody know where to find culantro? C-U-L-A-N-T-R-O is how Atik spelled it. And then Rhiannon in San Antonio asks if anyone has any experience using nematodes for flea control. Is it difficult to do? Well, the nematodes you apply to your yard, beneficial nematodes, and you know you buy them in the refrigerated section at your nursery, the nursery that has them, and then you rehydrate them in a garden sprayer and spray them on your yard. And this is actually the way the weather has been, I think, somebody will confirm this, probably Maggie in Fort Worth. If you're listening, Maggie, can confirm this is the way you do it. But you spray them on when it's cool and moist. And then you keep the area moist, and they go after the fleas and flea larvae and stuff like that. And other pests as well. Beneficial nematodes, but I'm sure you can find, Rhiannon, I'm sure you can find, online instructions for how to use them. But I hear great things about them. 800-933-5372 is where we find Brian calling from Dallas. Hello, Brian.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I have hopefully some advice for the lady who called in who's starting a nonprofit for homeless services.
Sure.
I've worked for two nonprofits in the Dallas area, and one very helpful organization I think is called the Center for Nonprofit Management. That's based out of Dallas, and has connections to SMU. They provide free services for executives and make lots of connections and do that kind of thing. The other organization that she might want to check into is the Stew Pot, which is a homeless shelter in downtown Dallas based out of First Presbyterian Church. And I know they offer what sounds like similar services to what she's hoping to do. So those might be some places to check into.
Very good. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I got a couple of tweets at Jeff Whittington on Twitter in answer to some questions. Hugo says, your caller about the French pastry baba is referring to baba au rhum. It's B-A-B-A-A-U-R-H-U-M. I think I'm saying that right. Not sure where to get some, Hugo says, but the full name helps. Deborah says, no idea where to find them, but you can find recipes for baba au rhum online. And Eric said you can find piano cabinet repair through Samuelson Refinishing. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me, obviously, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see. We got a question. This is from David, who says, an Anglophile is someone obsessed with English culture. A Francophile is obsessed with French culture. And so on. Is there a word for someone who's obsessed with American culture, particularly Southern American culture? And if so, what is that word? 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes with more of your questions and your answers. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. 800-933-5372 is our phone number. Email address anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And I do retweet your answers and questions as well. So if you have a question, you tweet it to me. It's going to go out to the not necessarily very vast list of people who follow me on Twitter, but you might get an answer via Twitter even when we're not on the air. So it's kind of, it's the future right here on Anything You Ever Wanted to Know, where we ask questions from the past in a lot of cases. Like Joe in Garland emailed and says, the main street in Wiley is called Ballard Street. He says there are several names that carry the name Ballard as well. I reached out to the Wiley Historical Society and have asked several people in Wiley, and no one knows the origin, the historical origin, I guess, of the name Ballard in Wiley. Wonder if somebody in your audience knows. Give us a call, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org. Bill in Dallas says, I live downtown and we have a rooftop terrace I grow herbs on, but I can never seem to grow dill weed or cilantro successfully. He says, the plants always bolt. And it happens no matter what the heat. Is there a secret to growing such simple herbs on a rooftop successfully? And one more email before we go back to the phones from Samra in Denton, who says, your listener wanting training on a larger boat should be more concerned about open water boating than the size of the boat. The Florida Keys and other ocean areas are subject to tidal influences and other conditions that you don't have on inland lakes. Plus, there are navigation marks and rules that do not exist inland. The U.S. Power Squadron is an organization that does training for boaters. They may also want to rent a larger boat and hire a skipper for trips to the Keys to get hands-on training there before they move, I guess. And Samra says the U.S. Coast Guard and the Keys can also guide them to good training. And Samra's in Denton, and signs off as a former boater on the coast. Thanks, Samra. 800-933-5372 is where we find our Patient Caller Award winner of the week, Nick in Denison. Hey, Nick.
How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for hanging in there.
Oh, no problem. I had a question. I just purchased a 1988 Chevy S10 pickup truck, and none of the places around me within a seems like a 30-mile radius seems to have these type of trucks. And I'm looking for a source where I can find these find different parts for these for my vehicle.
Right.
Either local at some place that I may not know about that are not listed on Google, or maybe through a some sort of online source that may still use parts, because I'm not necessarily wanting to spend the money on brand new parts.
Right. Or maybe a place that a list of maybe pick and pull places that.
Exactly.
The problem with that is, do they have an actual list of what they've got on the lot, or is it like, yeah, I think we've got one of those. Drive on down here and drive around for an hour and see if you can find it. Well, we'll see if...
my day.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see if somebody has a lead. And you're in Denison?
Yeah.
So you're kind of, you're up about halfway between Dallas and Oklahoma, I'd say. So we'll see if somebody has a lead for you.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And that's where we got this from Chi, who says, I heard someone asking about a Chinese breakfast. There's a place I know in Plano at Highway 75 and Spring Creek Parkway called 99 Ranch Market. 99 Ranch Market at 75 and Spring Creek in Plano. You might call them. As Chi says, it's a grocery store, and they have a Chinese breakfast. So there's a lead. Let's see. Ruth says you can find culantro at Fiesta stores. So there's a lead on that. We're going to get all these food questions answered. Althea says the guy who asked where to get moki was asking specifically for daifuku moki. It's a soft, round moki, a kind of rice dough stuffed with sweet red or white bean paste. Most of the callers only mention regular moki, which may be only the moki ice cream balls, which is what Trader Joe's sells. There's a sushi restaurant called Masami in Richardson that has daifuku moki as well as sakura moki. Althea says, which sounds wonderful. So, Masami, M-A-S-A-M-I, is the name of the restaurant that Althea sent along in Richardson. Thanks, Althea. 800-933-5372. Up next, let's talk to Deborah in Dallas. Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you?
Doing well.
I have a question.
Okay.
And to make a long story short, I had blood damage in my home, and I settled with the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
I went with it's cabinets. I have a contractor who I got the money from insurance. I paid them 80% of the job, but the job is not complete and I have no cabinets. So I'm trying to see if instead of starting all over, I got burned.
You need cabinets.
I need cabinets for the bottom. They save the doors.
Right.
And the money that I owe them, it's costing more to, they didn't realize they needed to build cabinets. What they had planned to do is just go to Home Depot.
Right.
Lowe's. I didn't know they saved my doors and my drawers at the bottom.
Right.
And they were just planning to put that on those little cheap boxes from Home Depot. And that's not going to work. So now they realize that they have to actually build the cabinet.
So you're looking for, I'm not quite sure what you're looking for.
I'm
looking for a cabinet.
For someone, I've gotten quotes on building cabinets, but I'm trying to see maybe someone's built some cabinets and they didn't take them, or
okay.
I'm trying to get a good deal because
sure.
They've taken most of my money, and I'm trying to see do I start all over, take the top ones out because insurance didn't give me money for the bottom ones.
Right. What would be really cool, it seems like what would be really cool is if you found some cabinets that had been sort of rescued out of a house or something that you could
perfect.
That
yes,
could work,
that will
right?
Make the top and the bottom.
Sure.
And then, you know, because like I said, I've already, insurance is not going to give me any more money, and I need to make sure that the bottoms and the tops match. And so I'm just in desperate need. I have company coming at the end of the month, and I have no kitchen. I have no sink or anything.
Well, let's see if we get some suggestions for you. You know, people are going to say the Habitat for Humanity Restore is one place that you can look, but they may not be. If you had custom cabinets before,
they were custom.
Yeah, you're probably not going to. I mean, you'll have to look around and see if there's like a reclamation place. There is a place in Fort Worth that's the. Old Home Supply in Fort Worth. You might call them and see if they have a recommendation for you. But we'll see if we get...
Old Home Supply?
Old Home Supply, I think, is the name of it. Okay. Maybe somebody in the control room can just fact-check that for me real quick.
Okay.
But you might check with them and see if they have an idea. And then I know there's a place in Dallas. There is Orr Reed Wrecking in Dallas, O-R-R.
O-R-R.
And then Reed, R-E-E-D, or Reed Wrecking. And they go into houses, older houses, and they salvage all the stuff out of houses. They have all kinds of stuff. They have whole, like, house worths of floorboards and hardwoods and fixtures and sinks and things like that. So that might be a place to check, too. And I know there's another one on Harry Hines that someone has called and recommended not too long ago. It's also a salvage place. It's not a Habitat for Humanity Restore, but it's a place that is like Orr Reed and like the Old Home Supply in Fort Worth. Did I get that right? Is that correct? It is Old Home Supply in Fort Worth. Stephen Becker is giving me the thumbs up. So check those two, and we'll see if we get some more suggestions.
And then you also, the first one was Habitat for what?
I'm sorry, say that again, Deborah.
You said the first thing that came out of your mouth was Habitat for...
Habitat for Humanity has restores where they...
Okay.
They have salvaged items that are going to get reused.
You actually gave me three leads. Okay, the Fort Worth Old House Supplies, and then the Dallas Orr Reed Wrecking.
Yep.
Okay.
Very
good.
All right.
Thank
good luck,
you.
Deborah. Thanks for calling. Line open 800-933-5372. Let's talk next to Robert in Grapevine. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I got an answer for the scorpion deal. I have them down at my property in Central Texas.
Uh-huh.
And you just want to use diatomaceous earth. It gets in the skeletal things and basically kills them. Works on roaches, anything that has an exoskeleton that you want to get rid of.
Robert, you get the DE award. It took us 53 minutes, but we got to diatomaceous earth today. I'm really happy.
No, yeah, it's good for a lot of stuff. I want to get rid of pests, and I listen to you all the time, so I know you definitely hype DE, but it works great on scorpions.
I have no interest in the diatomaceous earth business myself, but it is seemingly almost the answer to everything.
Well, it answers a lot, so you know, that'll definitely kill the scorpion.
Great. Thanks, Robert.
All right, thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. Line open 800-933-5372. Time for a few more calls. Let's talk to Nat calling from McKinney. Hello, Nat.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing
can
well.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, my call is regarding Highway 75 and its cleanliness. And I have tried and reached out to a couple of news media and also a few other officials who's in charge to get this highway clean. The reason I am a little frustrated, not frustrated, but it is a dirty, dirty highway. I have had my window chipped many times. There are rocks all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I have been noticing a old tire that is sitting very close to the HOV lane for more than 2 years. You know, every time I drive by, I see that same tire is there, you know. And I do a lot of traveling through Highway 75,
right.
especially from Allen to all the way 635. It is just terrible, you know, how it looks like. You get overgrown on the grasses and things like that on a highway. You know, and so many hazardous materials out there. And I try calling news media to do a report on this highway. I try calling the, you know, Ohio department and stuff like that. I made complaints year over year, and I have not seen a single initiative to take this highway to the next level to make it nice, clean, especially, you know, get rid of all of this dirty stuff that you have on the
right,
highway.
Right, all the,
you know,
the
what
garbage
I mean?
And the
so,
trash.
Right,
and
garbage and things like that. It looks like, you know, you are living in a state that you don't have any money, you know. I mean, instead of Texas, it costs state.
Well, that's a topic for another show right there.
right, exactly.
Where do we spend our money? And
I know, right?
but we'll see if we get an answer for you about who specifically. It's probably the Texas Department of Transportation that's responsible for it. But I know there's been a lot of construction.
Or question or anything. It's just a more awareness. If more people start talking about it, more people will know. Perhaps maybe one of the mayors from Richardson or Plano or Allen are hearing. You know, I mean, if they are, you know, they can take some sort of initiative, local level, and address that to the, you know, whether it's a congressional district or the highway department or federal level or whoever's in charge to get this all, you know, taken care of. I would deeply appreciate it, Jeff.
All right. Well, we're a question and answer show, but we'll see if we get an answer for you on who's responsible for doing it. I think it's probably TxDOT, I think, but it might be the municipality. So we'll see if somebody knows. Let's see. Time for maybe one more call. Let's get a call, quick call from Edward in Dallas. Hey, Edward.
Hello there. I'm in the uptown area, and I need 6 bookcases moved from the design district on Oaklawn Avenue to off McKinney and Fairmont.
So you're looking for somebody who specifically does this kind of thing, or are you just looking for a Dallas moving company? Because it sounds like you could probably just hire a moving company and...
I guess I could, but I wanted to just toss it out there. If anyone has a reliable vehicle,
okay. You're actually hoping someone listening to the show will come and help you move your bookcases.
Exactly.
All right. Well, it is a holiday weekend. You never know, Edward. We'll see if we get an answer for you. And good luck.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, let's see. It's one of those days. Let's see. We've got a couple of answers have come in, and this is one I wanted to get to. Steve said, for the gentleman trying to grow dill and cilantro, heat is part of the issue. They grow best here in spring and fall. The seed produced by the flowers of dill are dried and used in a number of dishes. Otherwise, you have to diligently trim back the flowers to prevent bolting. So that's one suggestion, is just constantly watch it, and every single day, pick those flowers off. Maggie in Fort Worth, for the win, says, I do have 3 dogs and have used beneficial nematode applications on my backyard every few years. We don't have any fleas. She says, I also use Revolution on the dogs every month, which is a heartworm prevention that also repels fleas. She says, I use the nematodes every year in my front yard where I have my vegetable garden to deal with other pests. And on the fertilizing question, she says, after planting the shrub, your listener should stick to a regular fertilizing program. Broadcast organic fertilizer to the entire site 2 to 3 times a year at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. And let's see, on Scotch bonnet peppers, Laura says, I think it's the same as habanero, and you can find them at Fiesta or Central Market. And someone else said, I think they're really similar to habaneros. So, and Laura says, if you double the recipe, don't double the pepper. Always good advice on a holiday weekend. Anything You Ever Wanted to Know is produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Knavy. Fiona Norton answers the phones. Had help today from Sam Guzman as well. You can find our podcast, kera.org/anything. Email us anything at kera.org. Catch up with me on Twitter at Jeff Whittington. And thanks to all of you for listening and for writing and calling in today. Everybody have a fantastic and safe, please be very careful, enjoy yourselves responsibly this holiday weekend, and we'll see you next week.